Welcome to another discussion with one of our expert partners. Hope you enjoy it, and feel free to suggest other topics or ideas you would like us to discuss in the future. Hey, good to see you again. Hope you're well, and thanks so much for joining us on this video series. As I've kind of mentioned to you in the when I sent you some detail over, there's a lot of discussion around AI and how it can be an enabler, an enhancer, a conductor, many different words. But we always, you know, we kind of pose in the question, yeah, that's all well and good, but maybe if you're running a good hotel at the moment, it can add a layer on. But what if you're not? And so that's kind of why we wanted to bring you on, because AI is having a massive impact in kind of that whole digital marketing search space. That's the area where you specialize. So it'd just be great to get your insights as to where hotels need to be to kind of be able to take advantage. But before we get into the first question, as I say, welcome to the conversation. How are things with you?
Good. I'm glad to have a chance to talk on this. I think we're in a space where everything's kind of, there's a lot of changes, but not a lot of changes, right? So, yeah. You know, there's a lot of shiny squirrel or shiny penny out there. So you're like, what am I supposed to be paying attention to? Yeah. And kind of sifting through the AI slop, so to speak.
Well, there's a lot of AI slop and a lot of AI noise. And I guess that's hopefully what we over the course of this series, when we're talking to our partners in their various different areas of expertise, that's hopefully what we'll try and cut through some of that. So let's crack on then and dive into the first question I want to ask you. This does start very basic, so please answer it in any way that you want to, that you think will add value to those listening or watching this. But I mean, when you're first being approached by a hotel or a group, or you're speaking to someone, I guess one of the things you've got to do, if they're saying to you, hey, look, I want to use AI, everyone's talking about AI, how do you assess whether what they are doing currently, i.e. their current digital presence, is set up to perform in an environment where AI, you know, is fundamentally changing how travelers search for and discover hotels? I mean, what's those starting points? How do you kind of assess whether they can even take advantage of it?
Yeah, I think we talk with a lot of hotels and owners, and they want to say, you know, the question they want the answer to is, am I showing up in the LLMs? Is ChatGPT recommending my hotel, right? Mm-hmm. So at a foundational level, I think that's what people are trying to understand, but it's a little bit more nuanced than that when it comes down to, you know, tracking that. So I think there's, you know, our agency included, like we have different ways to kind of send test prompts over to the LLMs and kind of see what that output looks like. Mm-hmm. But when you start to take a step back and say, you know, are those the prompts that people are using? People are using the LLMs in a different way than they're using Google, right? Yeah. So where Google is a text, a keyword-based search, you know, the prompts that are going into the LLMs are way more structured, and it's a whole conversation, right? So, mm-hmm. And then there's the variability of the prompts, but also the recommendations that the LLMs put out. I can send it to you for the show notes, but there's a really great study done by SparkToro that talks about, like, even if you ask the exact same prompt, you know, 100 times, you're only getting, I want to say like 1 out of 100 times, they're actually making the exact same 3 to 5 recommendations. So even,
oh, really interesting.
You know, even if you make the assumption that the prompts are the same, which is not the case either, then, you know, so I think even the prompt testing and the way most of the like traditional SEO software or even manipulated, you know, AI software to kind of understand those prompts is still, you know, probably not showing you the full scenario of how your hotel shows up.
I've got you. And sometimes it feels like the basics are, you know, things like, you know, the content on the website, the hotel schema, you know, the website schema, before you even getting into things like an AI readiness audit. Are some of the conversations even down to those kind of basics?
Yeah, I think at least our perspective is that we use the term GEO, Generative mm-hmm. Engine Optimization. So we believe that GEO is built on top of SEO, Search Engine Optimization. So If a hotel comes to us and they haven't been investing in any type of search engine optimization for the last whatever, 5, 10 years. I mean, it's been around for a while, right? It's
Just
not new, but they're like, oh, I'm just magically going to wake up today and hope that ChatGPT recommends my hotel. We kind of put together kind of a diagram to say, hey, like here's how the LLMs learn. So while there's a lot of similarities in terms of how you rank in Google, there's going to be some similarities in terms of, you know, do you have authoritative partnerships? Because the LLMs more than Google, you know, they're using social for authoritative content, I would say more so than Google. But there's some other things like where Google focus a lot on backlinks. You know, the LLMs are just looking for content and citations. And yeah, like you mentioned, you got to have foundational schema done. You've got to have, you know, good content on your website. Because if the LLMs can't learn about you from your own site, then they're going to find, you know, somewhere else to learn. And I think hotels have also realized like the inaccuracy of, you know, where the LLM will pull up, you know, something like we had a hotel that kept LLMs kept thinking they had 24-hour room service and had 24-hour room service in 10 years.
Wow.
So that accuracy piece of it across all the platforms, because the LLMs are learning from everywhere, right? So while you know, you want to tell the best story on your own website and hoping that the LLMs kind of quote your site or pull through that, we definitely see that it still, you know, looks for other places to find that information.
Makes a lot of sense. The answer to this may be no, there isn't any, or there isn't one. But I just want to ask, are there? And maybe more that there may be more than one. But if you were looking at all the hotels that you work with, have spoken to, or approaching you to get, you know, get your advice from your consultancy, is there a common gap that you find that maybe the hotels didn't even realize themselves when they first came to you? Are you able to go, well, you're not even doing this, so don't forget about LLMs because you haven't even got this sorted yet? Is there something as simple as that, that there's one obvious thing that someone could rectify, or is it not as straightforward?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say at the most foundational level, it's just good content, strong content on your website, and then extending that into your social channels. Just because the LMs again, and then even, well, I'd say even third, the third one I'd have to say is reviews. So we know that, and all these things matter in terms of your website conversion rates as well, which I think everyone knows intuitively. But when you start, you know, I think the LLMs do make it more apparent that, oh, that super bad review from 2 years ago, it still knows about that, right? So that kind of recency bias that tends to play if I'm a human looking at reviews, is kind of negated, and it almost, you know, it's like foundationally you should have had good reviews the whole time. So I would say content, social, and reviews.
That's really good because that leads us on to the second question. So we're already touching on that a bit. I was going to say, you know, what does a hotel need to have in place, both commercially and in terms of their content to take advantage? Maybe we can kind of just build on that content piece if there's any other elements that we haven't touched on, like the reviews, and then maybe we could go back to commercially how they maybe need to be structured or what they need to have in place to take advantage of it. So is it, I mean, you've mentioned reviews, you've mentioned the accuracy of the content and gave the example of that 24-hour room service. From a content standpoint, is there, you know, what are some of the core fundamentals the hotels really should be looking at, questioning, and making sure they've got in place to ensure that discoverability is really accessible for them?
Well, I think the other thing that I think for a long time it was all, you know, hotels may be comfortable talking in terms of segments, but they're not comfortable talking in terms of personas. So the hotels are kind of like, I want anybody that's coming into the market, right? Like I'll be anything that person needs me to be.
Just
And
someone
I
with a
think what
wallet
the
ready to book a
LLMs, if
room.
I'm planning a trip through, if personally, if I'm planning a trip through ChatGPT or Gemini or whatnot, it wants to know, you know, it knows enough about me to say, are you Stephanie Smith traveling as, you know, a business owner to go to an event? Or are you traveling, you know, with your husband, son, and your dog, right? So it really tries to say, okay, based on the reason of your travel and what persona I'm playing during that travel planning, then it might make different recommendations for me for a business hotel versus a family travel hotel or a pet friendly hotel, right? So I think before we used to rely on, well, I'm the closest, hotel to, the convention center versus, do I have what appeals to this type of audience? So I think being able to have content that forces hotels to be more, I mean, I guess for lack of a better word, target segment driven,
I
but
was going to
that
say
are
that
trying to
really
be.
drives into breaking their segmentation down
Right.
to a much more refined level, isn't it?
Yeah. So the sea of sameness that we happen to see, well, I don't necessarily know if it applies in the same way, and it's going to affect how those recommendations play in LLMs.
That makes sense. And I guess that lends itself back into the need for the content specificity, because then
Yeah.
you're aligning that with, so the persona-led content is more specific content that's aligned to the kind of segment that your hotel can support and offer a good experience.
Yeah. And because we work with a lot of branded hotels that work under, brands, it might have limited website infrastructure to support that additional content. Definitely some brands are building out where you can have more storytelling capabilities. But we've also been testing like with press releases specifically for purposes of GEO, because we can say, okay, if you are trying to target meeting planners, we can write a press release, an evergreen piece that says, meeting planners love our hotel because, and kind of give that content straight to the LLMs, because we know the LLMs at this point in time, as of this recording, don't have a good concept of time. Like we talked about, it might pull a bad review from 2 years ago. We've seen it pull press releases from, 5 years ago. So having that more evergreen content versus press releases of maybe a more kind of short-term, event nature, we're looking at it more from just saying, hey, this is what we're trying to basically train the LLMs to learn and say about our properties.
I was going to ask about press releases, because it felt like they, for a period, had dropped off. Maybe
They had
that's
died. I
just.
mean, from a traditional trying to help with Google, I would say we had believed that it kind of died as a tactic to activate. But we do think that it matters, that it helps more with
It's
LLM
increasing that.
exposure and discoverability for sure.
I've got you. Thinking a bit about the, because I mean that's all increasing visibility, and you've spoken about GEO, you've spoken about SEO. There are some differences, but as you say, one is building on top of the other. So I guess what I'd wanted to ask you for, like, our third question is, how do you help hotels understand when their visibility problems, how do I find, are like a symptom of how AI is changing search behavior, rather than it simply being a content or distribution issue that in reality they should have dealt with a few years ago?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to distribution, I think there's a big disconnect right there, just in terms of, like I mean, it's just like the old school marketing versus revenue management comparison, right? So revenue management's over here focused on distribution, on visibility, and I think that translates very well into AI and the LLM. So like most marketers are focused on, are people even discovering my hotel? And then there's a fair amount of, apps that you can connect now in ChatGPT via MCP connections. So, but if you have you yourself, Trevor, have you actually like went in and connected an app and used an app within ChatGPT
Do I look like someone that uses
yet?
an app in ChatGPT? No, I haven't. I've been playing around with ChatGPT, and I've been playing around with Claude, and that they're interesting. I've suddenly realized, different platforms are good for different things. But
For sure.
no, I have
Yeah.
not attached an app. Go on, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, we can have a whole conversation on Claude Code specifically. That's like a whole nother discussion. But I think like there, there are, the OTAs have their own apps that you can connect within ChatGPT. So does Hyatt, so does Accor, the hotels network. Like all of them have apps that you can connect that would potentially impact your distribution. But the
Okay.
issue is right now at this point, like it's not very intuitive that you have to go into ChatGPT, you have to go into the app section, you have to connect the app, you have to go back into the chat interface and call the app. So it's just like with
Right,
your phone,
okay.
like just like with your phone, you have to actually go and download the app and then you have to say, okay, I want to use this app. So
Gotcha.
I think it's very I think right now at the current state, like right now you don't have an agent doing that for you, or most people don't. I don't. I mean, I'm not giving my credit card over to an agent at
No,
this
no, no.
point in time. Right. But so I think there's a lot of hype around the MCP side to say, hey, can it pull through my availability rates and inventory real time? But right now it's super cumbersome. And I don't think, that's assuming that the end user is choosing your app. It's
Yes.
the same old, like, okay, are they going to use the Hyatt app or the Accor app or the Expedia Booking.com app?
Yep.
How strong is that consumer brand already set up? So it's kind of going back to the old revenue slash marketing thing. Like, you can have the best rates out there, right, from a distribution standpoint, but if nobody knows your hotel exists and the LMs never discover your hotel, it really doesn't matter
It's
what your
irrelevant.
availability rates and inventory say, right? It doesn't, like, you're putting the cart before the horse a little bit. So, I feel pretty passionately we have to focus on the discoverability piece of it before we can have the discussion about distribution.
So yet again, there's a common theme kind of running through the first two, which is it, and I mean we see it written a lot. So I think this conversation is re-emphasizing where it seems to be, which is so much of it is coming down to those fundamentals that you and I have spoken about over the many years that you've been a partner with us, even down to just good, strong SEO, good, strong content, but maybe refining that content, as you say, persona-led content, thinking a little bit more about your hotel and how it's positioning itself and what it has to offer and how you're communicating that in an online way so that you are A, discoverable, because without that information you can't be discovered, and B, it's the right kind of information that gets answered by the prompt that then makes you visible. Is have I explained that in a
Yeah,
way that makes
it's
sense?
very, yeah. I just think that it's a little bit of a data black box right now because through Kago Analytics, which is our marketing business intelligence, we've been aggregating all this data for like 800 hotels because we're like, how much LLM traffic are we seeing? But the big disconnect, the only thing that's truly trackable from a website traffic standpoint is if somebody does a search in, for example, ChatGPT, and they click on a source link and they come to the website, right? So that's really, and when you look at that across scale, we're still talking about less than less for most hotel websites, let's say, you're still talking about less than 1% of the traffic comes from LLMs. But I think the other thing that's happening is people are doing these, having these massive trip planning conversations back and forth with ChatGPT over the course of, and they're doing a lot of this research. Then they're going, just because the distribution piece of it isn't quite there. And I mean, ChatGPT, OpenAI has talked about pulling back from that infrastructure of transactional infrastructure, at least as it relates to hotels outside of, the Shopify's. But, what I think that we're seeing is people are doing all, doing their research on the LLMs, and then they're going over to Google as much more qualified shoppers. They know exactly what they want.
I've
So they're
got you.
going into Google and they're doing branded searches. So I think we're going to see, that branded search go up, and not just because they're doing that maybe that earlier part of that discovery somewhere else. So I
I was
think the
just about to
customer
say
journey,
that,
shopping journey is changing.
it's like the LLMs have replaced that discoverability that Google was. And in a way, I guess they maybe feel, what am I saying here? In the past, when you would search on Google, so much of it was promoted by who was paying rather than you necessarily getting the answer you wanted, if you even got the answer you wanted. With the LLM, it kind of answers your questions and therefore you get a selection, and then you almost take that to go on and then go into Google, or if it gives you the links through to the direct hotel, but you're kind of then opening up a bit of a shortlist, but that discovery bit has been done in the LLMs.
Yeah. And I think, well, I mean, I think that'll change though, just because I'm like, we're testing with ChatGPT ads. I mean, they've obviously rolled out some There's been a fair amount of studies about what does that look like. But they're, I would say they're in their infancy in terms of a, ad data platform, in terms of, just targeting and data. And, if they're gonna scale, they're gonna have to give advertisers more, just more data to learn off of. So I think that will continue to evolve. But I think you see it on Google too. Like now with AI mode, a lot of times kind of pushing down the paid results, your traditional organic results are much, much lower. So we have seen, a drop in some hotels. It varies very widely depending on the hotel, depending on the brand, depending on the location. But if you look at the real estate of even a Google search now, if AI mode shows up,
Yeah, that
then paid
first.
is still there,
Yeah.
right? But paid becomes now secondary.
Well, paid is almost
Then,
where the organic used to be, isn't it? And
right,
then organic is
exactly.
now even further down.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we're still using a lot of Google search just because, or paid search because it is very, it's still very cost effective, at least compared at a CPC level against ChatGPT ads. But again, it's almost, but it's it becomes different. It becomes different users. It becomes different types of searches, right? So, and all the playing with, obviously Google has their own, kind of AI driven ads. But it's still, the kinks are definitely not worked out, and there's still a, we're still having to hyper manage that so it doesn't do silly things.
Okay, I'm going to ask you an unfair question here. So
Okay.
you right. So thinking of all this shift that's going on, what is the one thing? I'll let you have two, possibly three, if it is, but maybe there might be one. What is the one thing you wish more hotel owners and or the marketing teams understood about where this is heading?
What do I wish that, I mean, in the marketing space, I still get, and we've talked about this on prior recordings, what's, if I spend this money, what's going to be my return on ad spend? So that's still like something that we still have to educate a lot around, like all the things that you might do, from a GEO standpoint, you're not going to be able to do that and be able to be like, oh, like I made this many bookings. Like it is impossible to correlate at this given moment, right? So, number one, get off the ROAS bandwagon and start trying to understand the complex ecosystem that is the customer shopping journey. So even if AI shortened the customer journey, at the end of the day, they still have to learn from, you still got to do all the other things so that the LMs know what you're doing and can learn from, right? So at a foundational level, all that stuff that we've been preaching still matters and still impacts that discoverability and what are being said. So I would say get off the ROAS bandwagon. And then, like I mentioned earlier, and it kind of goes back to ROAS. People like running meta search ads because it provides, I think, a false, positive return on ad spend. So stop running meta search ads. Like most hotels right now are struggling with occupancy, not necessarily, that, if they're truly in a position just to drive direct bookings and they don't, all they're trying to do is shift from OTAs to direct and find run meta search. But I don't know many hotels that we're supporting in 2026 that are primarily talking about, oh, we've got all the business we need. We just care about, we just are focused on profitability. You know what I mean?
That's not the
That's not the
message
state of
anymore.
the union right now. And then I would also tell owners, I think sometimes that kind of shiny penny, they kind of get excited about, that MCP, connecting via MCP. And like we talked about earlier, like I personally do not believe that MCPs impact your discoverability. Hard stop. I think there might be a vendor or two that would disagree with me, and I might change my mind if data shows otherwise, but I haven't seen anything to prove that connecting your app to MCP impacts your AI visibility. So that's the biggest thing that I have to correct people on when they're trying to compare our services of GEO discoverability versus the having the MCP connectivity within the apps. So I think that was three.
Yeah, there was three. I allowed you three, so you're fine. Perfect. As always, always great to talk with you. Always great to hear your insights. Always great that you are prepared to share your knowledge, experience, and just thoughts. I love the fact we've said this numerous times. I can remember it must be, I'm going to say 3 years, but it might have been 2 years when you were dissing ROAS and the value of ROAS and always was like the only one out there. And it's like, yeah, it may not have come to pass in quite the way you expected it to, but it's like kind of been out there for a while. So it's always so refreshing when you get somebody that will put a viewpoint out there that isn't necessarily following the herd. So thank you so much for that. It's really
Well, we'll see
appreciated.
how well this conversation holds up 6 months from now. We'll see if any of my predictions come to fruition or not, right?
We will see at that time. Absolutely. But for now, I
Thank you,
really
Trevor, for
appreciate it.
having
Thank
me.
you. You take care. Thank you for listening, and I hope the conversation was of interest. Please do feel free to suggest any topics you would like discussed in the future. We're always open to ideas. Thank you once more, and I hope you will join us again. Goodbye for now.